ocean to the wide Pacific shore. From the queen of flowing mountains to the south fell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash cannonball. Eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash cannonball.
And a great big hello to all the listeners out there on the Listener's Choice magazine. Roy Acuff getting us started out there with edition number 27. And I'll have a little bit more to say a little bit later on about the Wabash Cannonball. But first, got to do our normal house cleaning here and maybe a little more than a few things I want to tell you about right here at the beginning, and then we'll get back to the good music. This tape, as always, is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue. K-E-A-T-S is the way you spell Keats. And that's in Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. My name, as most of you know by now, is Roger Smith, and I host the Listener's Choice magazine. And you can email me to get in your request at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. That's just like it sounds, S-N-A-K-E-G-U-Y, snakeguy@bellsouth.net. And I do reply to emails. I'm at the computer, and I can just sit there and type out a few keys and hit a reply button, type out a few keys, and I'm through. And so I can reply to your emails. Of course, another way to get your request in is to simply put it at the beginning of the tape. We check the beginning of side one when all the tapes come in, so just put your request at the beginning of the tape, and that will get it to us. You may also leave us a phone message, but there is a new phone number that I'm going to be giving out now, and you need to get this phone number down if you plan to make requests that way, because as people have had time to get this issue, the old phone number that has always been true will still work, but we will not pay any attention to the messages. So if you leave a message, it will get ignored on that phone number. So we want you to use this new phone number for Listener's Choice, for anything regarding the Listener's Choice magazine. And here is that phone number. Area code 773-572-7899. Once again, that's 773-572-7899. And again, please use that phone number, because your message will be ignored if you use the old phone number that's been on all the other issues. So please make a note of that and use the new phone number. Remember that we do not return calls, per se, on listener's choice issues. That number happens to be from our Fillmore voicemail system. And if, and the people who are a part of Fillmore will know what I'm talking about, if you're within the system, if you're a part of Fillmore and you send us a message within the Fillmore system, and our box number, obviously, for those of you who want to do that, is the last, those last numbers, 7899, then we can reply to you through Fillmore if you call us within the system. If you don't leave a message within the system, we won't reply to you, which is what I'm asking you to do. If you're not on Fillmore, just dial the number directly, dial the area code that I gave you on the number, and that will get you to our voicemail, and you'll be able to leave us voicemail just like you always have, but we will not reply to it. If you're in the Fillmore system, you leave us a message, and we need to reply for some reason, then certainly, you know, we can do that. Need to make mention something about the back issues. The back issues, as most of you know, are available at the cost of $1 each. That just pays for the tape, helps pay for the tape, and a little reader time on our part, that sort of thing, to get it all ready to go. On one of those back issues, we talk about tributes CDs that were available at one point. I think we had one on Skeeter Davis and Roy Drusky, maybe another one or two, I don't know. Anyway, had someone not too long ago ask for those tribute CDs, and those are no longer available. Those were just for a short time, and they are no longer available. So if you do get the back issues and come to that part of it, just ignore that, because they're not available anymore. Well, I think that covers the house cleaning that we need to do for the moment. I did promise you, however, a story on the Wabash Cannonball song that led off the edition number 27. As some of you no doubt will know, Roy Acuff's middle name is Claxon. Roy Claxon Acuff. And as you heard, at near the end of the Wabash Cannonball, there's a reference to Daddy Claxon. And a lot of people have wondered if one has anything to do with the other. As the story goes, it does not. That was completely coincidental. Roy Acuff's dad happened to attend a lecture given by a professor named Dr. Claxon at Austin Peay, a university in Tennessee, and he was so impressed with this professor that Roy was going to be born in a few days, and he decided to name his son after the professor. And thereby came Roy, and then the middle name, Claxon Acuff. And that's how that came about, but totally coincidental to the Wabash Cannonball. And I do not know who Daddy Claxon in Wabash Cannonball is. I have no idea. My understanding is that that is an old, old song dating back to about 1905. So, anyway, there you have it. Let's get to much more music now on the Listener's Choice magazine. Start out with one for Mike from Don Williams.
Well, you know I'm not much good at writing letters, so I gave up and decided that I'd call. No, there's really not much news to tell you. Things back here, they never change at all. It snowed today, it's cold here for November, but I hear the weather's warm out there. Oh, and if you see Bert Reynolds, would you shake his hand for me and tell old Bert I've seen all his movies. Well, I hope you make the big time, hope your dreams come true. But if Hollywood don't need you, honey, I still do. Last night I drove the truck to Amarillo. Some friends and I, we had a laugh or two. But lately we don't cut up like we used to. 'Cause all that I can think about is you. I know this is what you've always wanted, but I know now that all I want is you. So if you see Burt Reynolds, would you shake his hand for me and tell old Burt I've seen all his movies? Well, I hope you make the big time, I hope your dreams come true. But if Hollywood don't need you, honey, I still do. If Hollywood don't need you, honey, I still do.
Blair's one from the late George Morgan. That was actually a song from the album that he did back in the 70s, not long before he died. He got Roy Wiggins and some of the crew together and really tried to make a country comeback. You know, for those of you who remember, George Morgan had a much more popish sound with strings and the whole bit for a while there back in the late 60s and early 70s. And then in the, probably long about 73 or 4, I'm not sure exactly when the album came out, he decided to make an effort at a real major country comeback. And he cut an album called Red Roses from the Blue Side of Town. Some of you may remember a pretty good size hit from that album called Making Heartaches. But that's what you just heard was a cut from that album. And good to hear George Morgan once again. Well, let's get our comedy song in for this time. As you know, we like to do a little comedy on each one of the Listener's Choice magazines, at least one comedy cut. And for this time, we're going to bring on Ray Stevens. He did a lot of good stuff over the years. And this one, we're going to send this one out to our good friend Effie in Gilmer, Texas. She wanted to hear It's Me Again, Margaret. Here's Ray Stevens.
Name of Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a paid telephone. It's me again, Margaret.
Hello, is this Margaret? Don't know me, Margaret, but I know you.
Well, this upset the lady and it gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, this is Margaret. Margaret, I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked?
Well, they called up Ma Bell and they traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with their field glasses raised the lips of that amorous man as he said,
it's me again, Margaret. Hello. Is it Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. I bet you can't guess what I'm doing.
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown, and they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came around. Wet his chapped lips and he cleared his young throat. Then he dialed the telephone and softly he spoke.
It's me again, Margaret. They got me, Margaret. You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you. And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come over with a weed eater and a live chicken and some beef preserves. We'll have a big old time, Margaret.
Sun gone shining. Why 'cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow above? Don't my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Skeeter Davis there, and one that certainly did a lot of good for putting her on the map. She, of course, had recorded with the Davis sisters, with Skeeter and Betty Jack before that, and then out on her own after Betty Jack was killed in a car accident. But this was the one that really put her on the map as a solo artist, because it crossed over and made a big hit both in country and pop back in the winter of 1963. End of the World, good song. Well, let's get one now from Buck Owens. And once again, this was kind of a comeback cut for Buck. This was in about 73, I guess, sometime in the early 70s. Buck had kind of strayed away from the really hard country stuff that he and the Buckaroos had been doing, and he was doing things like Who's Gonna Mow Your Grass and Tall Dark Stranger and that sort of thing. And once again, he decided to go back kind of to his roots, kind of what brought the Buckaroos, and he put one out called Kick Old Buck Around, and we're gonna hear it right now. Here's Buck Owens.
Oh, you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. The last time was the last time, and this time it's for sure. The next sound that you hear will be the slamming of the door. And you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. Well, I jumped when you whistled, and I danced when you sang. I must have looked as silly as a puppet on a string. And for my last performance, I'm gonna vanish through the door. And you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. Oh, you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. The last time was the last time, and this time it's for sure. The next sound that you hear will be the slamming of the door. And you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. They say true love's undying, that it lives on and on. Well, if that's really true, it's gonna live after I'm gone. Wild horses couldn't hold me here, this time is really it. So if you want that one, one last kick, you better make it quick. 'Cause you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. The last time was the last time, and this time it's for sure. The next sound that you hear will be the slamming of the door. And you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more. No, you ain't gonna have old Buck to kick around no more.
Well, does anybody remember that one? Mardi Gras there from Billy Joe Spears, and one of her hits that she had out back in the late 60s, probably. Well, country music has lost yet another great entertainer. Johnny Duncan, as most of you will know by now, passed away a week or so ago. And I'd like to play one of his fine hits. This one features Janie Fricke, which a lot of his cuts feature Janie Fricke, either on background backup or even on some of the vocals, as this one does. And we're going to play, they had several hits out, but we're going to play one called Thinking of a Rendezvous. Here's Johnny Duncan with Janie Fricke.
I said, hello, my, it's been such a long time. You said, yes, it has, it's been a year or more. Then you smile and ask about my wife and family. I said, Johnny's 6 and Judy's almost 4. But I was thinking how I'd love to get
making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous.
You said, are you still working down at the factory? I said, yes, I am. Guess I'll be there till I die. You asked me if I still went down to Joe's place. I said, yeah, I do, but it's been a long, long time.
But I was thinking how I'd love to get you alone for 1 hour. Talking like nothing ever happened.
But I was
making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous.
And you said,
gotta go, sure been nice to see you. But I told Jack that I'd be home by nine.
I said, by the way, tell him I said hello, and we'll all have to get together sometime.
But I was thinking how I'd love to get you alone for 1 hour. Down at the family inn like we used to do. Talking like nothing ever happened.
But I was
making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous.
But I was
making small talk, thinking of a rendezvous.
I know why you're lonely,
and I know why you're blue.
You're lonesome to see him,
and you long to see her too.
We're not in love with each other, we're in love with our best friends. So let's invite them over again. We've talked it over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over. We've talked it over, and we know it's not right. We should stay away forever, but we're lonesome each night. Yes, we stay away for a while, but we know in the end we'll invite them over.
George Jones, along with Melba Montgomery there, and we'll send that one out to Doug Hudson. George, of course, sang with a lot of people in his day. Sang with, of course, everybody knows about George and Tammy Wynette, Margie Singleton, Gene Pitney, just to name a couple more. But I don't know that he ever got any better sound than the stuff that he did with Melba Montgomery. George personally would tell you that the things that he really, really treasures is his time, his career with Tammy. And I can certainly understand that. But George and Melba got a great sound, and that's one called Invite Them Over Again. And glad to get that on for you there, Doug. Let's get another request in here. Martha Walker has been waiting for a long time for one from Lynn Anderson. She wanted to hear Rose Garden, and we finally dug up, and we're going to play it for you, Martha. So here is Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. Just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
seems that my dreams will never come true. My little Greta Jane. We walked along, we sang a song, the birds were singing too. Would be like heaven here on earth just to be again with you, for you're the girl of my dreams. But it seems that my dreams can never come true. Yeah, it seems that my dreams can never come true.
Well, that's one for all you bluegrass fans out there, and that's some older bluegrass now. A lot of good new bluegrass out there, too. Hope all of you are planning to watch the Bluegrass Awards show coming up in September, or listen to it on XM Radio. It'll be broadcast. It's out of Nashville this year. I think they're having it at the Opry House, as opposed to the Ryman. That was Jimmy Martin and Girl of My Dreams. As you know, Bill Monroe always gets called the father of bluegrass music. Many, many people refer to Jimmy Martin as the king of bluegrass music, and he was certainly a crowd pleaser. He knew how to get it done as far as entertainment was concerned, and good job there from Jimmy Martin. Well, that's going to end it up for side one. Let's turn the tape over or go to the next file if you're listening to us online. By the way, you can do that by going to www.bluegrasspals.com and clicking on the listener's choice field, and you can bring down any of the issues, and they're all free of charge. Even the back issues don't cost anything. Let's turn it over to side two or file B, whichever the case, and get a pretty duet from Don Gibson and Dottie West. See you on side two.